לשון השולחן ערוך, סימן טוב רישא עין א', צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נרות חנוכה. צורך להיזהר מאוד. הרבי אומר במצוות סוד הטייטל. צורך להיזהר מאוד. And you have to be very, very careful to mekayem mitzvahs Chanukah. Tzorich li'izoyer me'oid. So what is the halacha, tzorich li'izoyer me'oid? Loshon HaRambam, chavivo hi mitzvahs Chanukah ad me'oid. Me'oid. So, vayis nois mitzvahs Chanukah, you have to be very careful. And it's chavivo ad me'oid. We spoke out, it's even from Mehadrin, Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. So I want to go duch. What is a chumre? What is a hidu? What is mehadrin? Mina mehadrin? All of the halachas of hadlokas neiros Chanukah. Nishar etshuben simen tof reisha in gimel sivkot nches. He brings down b'shem sefer chesed leAvrom that klipei beitzim ubetzolim ein madlikim b'em. Person doesn't have outer lights. He wants to open an egg. Take out the inside, put a psile, and you can light candles. Ain't madlikim bo. It doesn't say the reason. People said all different reasons. It's not bekovedik. But we're zeichetake that someone made a chesed with the sefer chesed leAvrom. It was a sefer hazikoron leRav Hutna. And they printed the chesed leAvrom. But we didn't have the chesed leAvrom. And the chesed leAvrom brings down because it's a din keili. Found the Besamigdosh was a menoira. So the Indian to light with a keili. Says the Gemara says, Azoir bener rave lebonim talmidei chachomim. Says, why you don't see that so much people have talmidei chachomim? Because they don't light with a keili. So a lot of people take a makbit, they have a keili. So Rav Shteinman says that it's a chumre be'alme. First, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the Chesed leAvrom. The Shara Tshuva brings it down. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the Chesed leAvrom. Second of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you could light candles. Candles also don't have a keli. And he says, okay, maybe a candle is different. Candle has a chashivus. Or a klipa beitzim don't have a chashivus. But again, it's not a me'akev. Avada b'di'evet yoyitza without a keli. So I remember when I was a bocher in Ponovich, then Rav Moshe Sternbuch came out with a tshuva. And he printed a tshuva. Mamash, when he became then, Sgan Gaivet, the Eilech HaRedis that year, so when Dayan Weiss, Zatzal was nifter. And his tshuva, he tainted that if you have to have a keli, he said a lot of the menorahs today you light with glasses that go into the menorah. So it's the aloch in the keli, there has to be that yochel lamoid. So aloch in yichus netiras yudayim, if the keli cannot be oimed on his own, it's not a keli. So then he said, you have to try to make the glasses, a lot of them in the bottom of the glass, like circle-ish or shtickle. So mainly you're not yoitza. Remember the first year that he printed it, people were standing in the stores trying to put the glasses to stand. I remember I was living in Chavrusa with Rebel Povarsky. I sent a letter to Rav Moshe Sternbuch that Lechura, he forgot the halacha. And Nichus Netiras Yudayim stated that a keli that can't stand on his own is not a keli. But it says that a keli that mitchilas briyosoi, it's oimed to stand al yedei keli yacher, it's called a keli. These glasses are oimed to stick into a menorah. So while the oimet to be stuck into a menorah, there's no chisoron of a keli. He answered me, I didn't understand the answer. I think we could make it on it, yeah? I think you can make it on it. Now, we'll go next up. There's two kind of candles. There's one that is called ner light, and there's one that is called tea light. What is the difference of ner light to tea light? Ner light is what they have today disposable candles. You know, you buy as a box, you know, the lazy people buy it, and you just crack off the top, and you use it in the menorah. This is called ner light. There is tea light, but some people light on Shabbos. So, let me get into if you could light with a ner light, and if you could light with a tea light. If you want to light with a ner light, one that you crack off, first you have the same problem that it doesn't have a keli, it doesn't stand. No, okay, this we said already is not so bad, it's made. There's another problem. It's made to use only once. You throw it out after it. Everyone knows b'hilchos tefilas kelim, the Moshe's psak, that all these pans don't have to have tefilas kelim because you use them only once, they don't have a shem keli. So if you choishes to the chum of the chesed la'avrom, you want to have b'nim tamil chachomim to use with a keli, so if you use ner light, you don't have a keli. But lemaisa is a hechsher badatz on it, so beisachnish, you know, some of the hechsher takes care of this also, I don't know exactly how. Rav Shteyman Tainas, that could be, he has a raya from a gemara, that it's not a chisaron, says the gemara says, madlikim b'ner shel cheres, and every day they switch the ner shel cheres. But the same problem I see having tea light. Tea light also is not called a keli, you throw it away. Said things that are made for candles, even though it's made for one time, it's called a chashivas. And nail light for sure, B'shem Zalman said you could light with the nail light. So I'm saying, again, it's only a chumre ba'al. We'll go to the next shayla. We spoke last week, and this is very important, that the mitzvah of Nechanukah, what Chazal said, is manicha al pesach habayis bebachutz. So everyone decided, taket the mekayim the halachik meshetzorich, and they planned to light outside, yeah, like Chazal told us, yeah. They put on tefillin, they do all the mitzvahs, the rice and the rabbon, and one of them is mitzvahs chanukah manicha al pesach habayis bebachutz. And Rabbi Liashi says, this is what you have to do, especially if you're in Eretz Yisrael. So long again, it's not that Baruch Hashem, everyone decided to light outside. Okay, now the halacha like this. If you have a candle, and we came along at loka oisa mitzvah, so you can't put a drop of oil inside and then to add. If you put a drop and then you add, you're not the oisa. But at loka oisa mitzvah, it's not good. You have to put enough oil inside, b'shas da'at loka, that will light for half an hour. Kikum in the briskerov. Briskerov said, lefize. If a person lights a menorah outside and he has like the box that you light the menorah, but the box is open, if it will leave the box open for the next half an hour, the wind will blow it out. So as they be the oil, you can't put a drop of oil. You have to put an oil that lights for half an hour. We'll see later what is the shiur, but at least a half an hour. At loka is a mitzvah. So if you light the menorah in a place that the wind will blow it out, you're not yoytzer. Even if you manage to close the box later. As if you cannot add oil later, it doesn't help to close the box later. It has to be the b'shas dad loke, it's ready to light for half an hour. So what is the yoytzer? Either they do a menorah that you have a hole from the top, or you buy like a long candle. It's a whole umnes. Some people practice a couple days before. Like, because again, if you open the box and then you close it quick, it's a bracha levatole. As at loka is a mitzvah. If you see talk about the briskets, how they light, mamish, as a ganze avodo, they open like a little crack, a candle, they push the candle inside. We brought down that some people say that this is the reason you don't light outside anymore today. Because it's became windy. I'm always not so windy. The world is getting colder, we know, yeah? I said, it was an article last week that the whole thing was a mistake. That it's getting colder. I saw someone showed me an article somewhere. The whole Zach is becoming colder now. But as they know, the world is becoming colder. But Mele is wind. And you can't light outside. Mele, people that don't know the halachas, better they'll light inside. Le'umas de Briskerov, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, they say you could light even if the box is open. You see Rabbi Yashim lights, the box is open completely. And then you have to close the door. They say, in Shemen, if you don't have enough oil, felt in the Maisa Adloke. It's not a Maisa Adloke. Here, it is a Maisa Adloke. is a wind that could blow it away. You take away the wind. The candle was roi to light. When it's not enough oil, the shem adloka is a mitzvah, you didn't do a good adloka. He was a good adloka. The lomdim tiny or noch tiny. We'll see about if it's true or not. What is the problem? That it's going to blow out in a ruach metzuya. You plan to close it, so it's a ruach metzuya as nisht. What would be if it's a ruach metzuya that is going to blow it out? But soon you see another ruach metzuya coming from the other side that is pushing away that ruach metzuya. It's not a problem. So you also ruach metzuya. You're planning to close the door. What would be if the wind is planning to close the door? So it's not going to blow off in the ruach metzuya. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wanted to bring a raya that he's right, that he could light with an open box. It says, "Amadlik b'mokim aruach mitzuyo v'kofso zokuk lo." It says, why the Mishabur says v'kofso, even without v'kofso? Yeah, a pashas, if it was not v'kofso, so this gali milsa that was roi. So the ma'aser Rebbe Eliashiv shemazamin all of the ma'aser hodel be'etzim you could do with the open, but the skerov and the ma'aril diskin said to be machmir, and as they also heard from the Shmir Shabbos kilchosa to be machmir. I remember when I was a bocher in Kolteira, I spoke in Albert of Shemazamin Auerbach. So even in the Alicha Shleime, they bring down that Niker Adin it's okay. He was telling us then that it's an Indian to be machmir.
Okay, both of them just one. What's to be machmir?
A few machmir, machmir. So one of the bochim asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach if it's okay that 5-10 bochim will stand around the menorah when he light. Now the wind cannot come. Then they will close the door, and then the bochim will go away. It's like a big box. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told us that it's not good. Why? He said when everyone is standing, no one could see it. So there's no pirsum anisim. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who could see it? Well, So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asked, so how you light? Every person when he's lighting, he's blocking it. So, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, so he said two terutz. He said, especially if the person is very big, yeah? You know, small menorah with a big person, yeah? I'm saying how Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was master. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said like this. You have two terutz. He said, first, you could see from the side, all of all. So he said he will move soon. I said the people will also move. He says Pashat. When the people will move, so if they will move, there'll be a wind. So you need him to be here. So now it's blocked. The person doesn't need to be here. He says Ayala la da, someone's lighting outside, being a truck is passing through. It's not Yaitza. So the truck will go away. But the people around, he needs the people to block the wind. So he can't teifes achevel mishtei roshim. What?
Why isn't he specifically them to block the wind? Have something else block it.
Actually. No, but now he needs it. So now you can't be shy that look. That look is a mitzvah. No one could see. So Abocha asked him, but why the people that are standing there, they have Pirsum and Nisa. Shemazama said the Pirsum and Nisa is to the Bnei Rishus Arabim, not to the people that are standing. When you light inside the house, it's enough Bnei Abayis. Outside, it's not enough Bnei Abayis. Outside has to be Pirsum and Nisa, the Bnei Rishu Sarad. This one I heard myself, I remember I was 15, 16, I don't remember, you know. I saw in the Alicha Shleima, it says that Rosh Zalman said that you're allowed to light outside. And it's brought down that the Talmud asked him, he said, even if it's windy, but it's better if you black it with yourself. Mistama, he went with the Mahalach, what you see from the sides. So at that time, he was not talking to someone very wide. So the male, Rosh Hashanah was saying that you block it, and also you can see from the sides. But if not, the person is blocking it, doesn't help. Now, another chumra that we could boast on the aloha, but look, it's a mitzvah. Sometimes you light the menorah, and you see it starts to dance. The menorah goes up and down, up and down. Well, the most of some people, you know, they have the flowing wigs. And they start to, you know, they start to sink down. They start to go down. So the people are nervous. Soon it will go off. You know, starting to drip. As a, so they don't know what to do. So they take like a clip or something and they pull out a little bit the psile Now we'll stick out. L'chura, it's a bad thing to do it. Why? Hadloka is a mitzvah. If b'shas the hadloka l'chura, the psila was an azal loose matzah that is going to slip in. So even if you fix it later, b'pashas cannot yotze. Because it was not oimet to light for half an hour. So if you leave it, soon you'll find out if you're yotze or not. But if you fix it, you never know, maybe it will blow out. So the best thing is to blow it out and to put it again. Because then you lose. Because maybe it would be lighting. And now you're shutting it, you're blowing it out. And when you blow it out, sidoshitas, that you mafsid a mitzvah. Sidoshitas give up amazing, you can light again. So you have to know, if you really think that it's going to blow out, it's better to blow it out and to light it again. If you're mesupik, you have to ask a shayla every time, what is the best chetimsa to do it? Now, there's another chumra that in our days, Baruch Hashem, not so much nagea. A lot of people, the machmirim, didn't use floating wicks. Why? Me'ikir adinam shel mezamen said you could use them. Mechet of the mehadrin, the mehadrin sheba mehadrin, yeah? Why? For two reasons. They said you have to light oil that lights for half an hour. This doesn't light for half an hour. It lights for 2 minutes. Then it jumps now to the next oil. What if you have as 5 cups? It lights a little bit and then like a spring goes to the next one. Yoytze or not? Avad or not? Here it is a big oil. It's only lighting here. When this finishes, it falls down. Then again it falls down. If you have good eyes, you see it. It bumps. It bumps, it bumps, it bumps, till it gets to the bottom. What is the difference if it bumps from one box to the other box? You know what is a floating wick? A small little red thing with that. Okay, hold on to it. It's only 2 inch. The oil is down 10 meters. How it gets to the bottom of the oil? If it has a little bit, yeah, but baduk u'menusa that it doesn't. Baduk u'menusa that it doesn't have. Okay, I don't know the... Maybe, I don't know from what country you come. But maybe in that country they have different floating wicks. In our days today, Shabbos is no din of lokeh isa mitzvah. Here, it's no din of lokeh isa mitzvah. But today, most people have floating wicks, long ones. They start to do the small ones. Today, Baruch Hashem, they do the long ones. It has the same material, just long. Amol, they had the small ones. You didn't see the long ones? You know what I mean, the long ones? Heavy, slow, go up. Well, how do you think it goes down? How it goes down? It was up, it came down. Because it sucks it. Oh, but the bottom, it doesn't get to it. It has to fly, it has to drive over there. It has to go there. It's not there. The wing is here, the oil is here. It's not here. Later, it drives down.
So if you would take away oil from that on Shabbos, would you be chayiv?
Look for Shabbos.
What?
If you would take Shabbos,
it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. I'm saying.
And maybe your wick also goes down. A regular wick also burns down.
Doesn't burn down. I don't know if you... What I'm saying is, it's a Pashto Zach, man. It's a Metzius. It's very simple. The oil is not lighting there. The candle is here, the oil is here. It's no way. Tomorrow it will go down and it comes down. You're wrong. Simcha, you're wrong. The second reason people didn't want to use it was, we know it's mehadrin, and mehadrin you have to light in oil. These things are covered with a wax, shaiva. Sometimes it's red, and the white ones also have white shaiva. After 2 minutes, it's hadloka isa mitzvah, you're not lighting in oil. So in the old days, the machmirim scraped off the shaiva, or they lit it before and they burned out the shaiva. Or what the machmirim did, they took the top, they dipped it in oil. Or you pour the oil on top after that. So the mill, it starts with oil, and then already, till the oil finishes, already it gets again oil. The mice, most of the oil were not choshesh to the second chumrah. They hold that it's miyad. It's considered that miyad it comes to the oil. Oh, Shem Zaman said it's like one thing. I'm saying, the mice, Shem Zaman said that it's okay. And the people that are using it, oh, but again, הזוהיר בלי רב ולבונם תמיד לחכומים, דמור זוהיר, דבר לתמיד לחכומים, יצ פשוט. אז אני לא זה חומרה. Some people מקביד, when you light the menorah, מצד אחד זה הלוכה, עד שתישלב את סוילו מאליה. מצד שני, some people are lazy, you know, they light the menorah, they say, אני אסל לנו, the candle stands there a little bit. So the tiny, the halacha is, if you have a avuka, you're not yoytze. So it's two candles. מצד שני, the halacha, you have to light it, עד שתישלב את סוילו מאליה. We medak the genoi, when to leave, when not to leave. But we need to tell the halacha ha-shoret, but not to stay there extra time. Now, as a chumah from Rabbi Yashi that's going around the last couple of years, you have to have shemen sheroi le'achila. They have, you see, they sell the cheaper ones. It says, lamoir, loy le'achila, it says on it, not to eat. It's a chumah be'alim, because the Mishabur says you can light candles. Candles also you can't eat. So avad, it's only a chumre. But pshad is, if you want to use shemen, so there has to be dumi the shemen shel beis hamikdash. Also, the Bible says, even in shemen, the mishnebura brings down the shari tshuva, that you're allowed to light b'shemen shel basar b'cholov. There's no isur bishul basar b'cholov, the shari tshuva learns, because it's derech sreifa, it's not derech bishul. This arosh nivom is navov, this is there. But it could be it's different. Dir it's roi le'achile, you have a isur. Here, these oils are not roi le'achile chemically, because they didn't take out the gases and all different zachen there. But it's a chumre. The Shmir Shabbos told me it's no Indian to be machmir. Rameir Shmulevitz told me that when it says it's not roi le'achile, it doesn't mean. I think he told me he tried to eat it, nothing happened to him. The pshat is, they write it because if the skilled people will use it, and then they'll sue the company. But it's not the pshat that if you eat it, it's man. A couple of chemicals there, you know, it doesn't pass the chmeis, they replace the stemple, yeah? But it's not the pshat that attack it's not roi le'achila. They're scared that somebody, you know, a kid will die and then they'll sue them. But right, roi le'achila, it doesn't have all, you know, today to get the stemple from the government and you can sell le'achila, it has to pass all different processes. You can't use the same kind of dishes for this, you have to use special, you have to get a doctor and all different. It's telling the oil over the menorah, the machmash can cheshbonis. The big chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, gerade by becoming the chiddush. Gerade I heard it from Shlomo Zalman, like I was 13 years old, but the first time I heard Shlomo Zalman saying Teira, I was not living in the shir. I was in Masifta, and Shlomo Zalman came to speak. It was the first time I heard Shlomo Zalman speaking and learning. It was that we're learning by becoming Taka. And Shlomo Zalman said the following chiddush. It's a halacha hazeh. It's a gemara and Shabbos hikifo psilos. Person has a big keora full with psilos, and he lights all of the psilos. Loi also loi. Ve'afilu le'nerechot. He's not yoitze even one candle. Why? Avuka. Frek Reb Lezer Moshe Horowitz in back of the gemara. Remember, we were little kids. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, Reb Lezer Moshe given a choshev yid. And as a Moshe given a choshev yid. And as Elfrek Takashe, he dibar b'ivrit, but Adam Gadol, he was Adam Gadol. Kshehu shoel shela, it's a shela chazaka. And the shaila was, he kif up silas afilu lenerechot lo yol solay. Why lenerechot? No one knew Yiddish poshe, the Masifta. Why lenerechot lo yol solay? Yeah? Lechura, the first light that you're lighting, you're yoytze. Hadloka is a mitzvah. Then when you finish to light the other ones, it becomes a avuka. So why kifo psilis afilu l'nerechot lo yolso loy? Chotch one you would be yaitze. Chotch one you be yaitze. So Rebbe Zalman Moshe answers that he took a big fire and he put it in the middle and everyone catched together. Rebbe Zalman said, Adam gadol, aval terutz dachuk. Terutz dachuk. Shvach et arutz. Ein kasha. Another kasha I heard from the Master Samelech. In this Chanukah party, he asked the following question. It's also in this story already, it's Atzal. He said, as the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah ve Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos odif mishum shalom bayis. Frek ter Akasha, why? Ner Chanukah ve Ner Shabbos odif mishum shalom bayis, light the Ner Chanukah, blow it off, and light the Ner Shabbos. Why Ner Chanukah ve Ner Shabbos odif mishum shalom bayis? Light Ner Chanukah, blow it off and lighten their Shabbos. That's a gishmak. So what is better? Just not to light the Chanukah at all? Light. Anyway, doing no Shabbos in the end. Chosh b'yoytze, the mitzvah. You're right. Kavod b'meizid, most shittas not yoytze. Almost no ain't shittas yet. Zagreb Shem Zalman, if a person has a das to blow off his candles, he's considered like a ruach metzuya. That daite lechabois, and b'meile it's ain't a roi lamed b'ruach metzuya, and b'meile he's not yoytze. While when he was lighting it, he had a das to blow it off, so it's considered Eino Yochel Lamed Beruach Metzuya, and Memele he's not Yaitz. Freitem Shem Zalman on himself. If this is the halacha, Zora Keili Meroi Shagag, and it's Korim V'Ksoses, V'Bo Acher V'Silkom, Potu. But the Acher is also Potu. He's Potu because when he threw it, was Korim V'Ksoses. The Acher is Potu because he didn't do a ma'is and mazik. So the Gemara says in Chavav Amud Beis, Zora keili miroi shagag, v'ayu shem korim v'ksoses, v'bo'acher v'silkoim, v'afilu hu potu. V'afilu hu potu. Why? But he was planning to take it out. I remember when I said this shiur a couple of years ago, someone asked me how he managed to take out the pillows, yeah? So it's a bit of a chikashis. Yeah? But, you know, some people, they like, you know, aloha shiur, aloha shiur, and he wanted to be very clear. So I thought a very simple case. He's standing by Rosh Hashanah, there's a pillow, he has a string. He draws it, and then he pulls out the string, yeah? And the Gemara says, but for the people that like to have everything claw, so they have it claw, yeah? So it was a pillow and he pulled it with a string. So it's mashu that he's potu. Frank Abshun is Alman. What would it be if it's Korim V'Ksoses, but the Ruch Metzuya is planning to move them? So that is Chayim. So if we say that his das is like Ruch Metzuya, so why is potu? So I remember someone showed me a Meiri and a Ma'aram and Rabbi Kame, other in Lamed Gimel, other in Gimel Dalton, that say that Taki B'Chay Gavne is Chayim. I couldn't find it today. I was looking, I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. But I saw it inside.
What's
Rishlam
Zalman's raya that he had
dust
to take away
the pasta? I feel like I'm moving silicone. It doesn't say a difference. So Rishlam Zalman wanted to say that his dust to blow it off felt in the Maisa Adloke. But his own dust cannot be a Ruach Metzuya. Because he could not do it in the end. It can't be that it's a Ruach Metzuya. It can be, when he's lighting and he has a das to blow it off, felt in the lighting. Oh, but when he has a das to take away the color of exosis, you can't be mechayiv him atzvo bekame. You can't say there's no pillow here now. Maybe he will not move it. When he's lighting, it's felt in the ma'isa adloke. So Moshe Zalman Rebach says a chidush, the ma'isa. The marshal, Moshe Zalman Rebach holds, if someone goes on a plane, to lighten the plane. Yeah, without a bracha. But the problem today it's very dangerous. If you light in the plane, they arrest you. So not to do it. But Bismano, it was before 11. So then, Shem Zalman said to light in the plane. So now Shem Zalman says so the problem was that they blow it off. The people that walk around there, they blow it off. So Shem Zalman says, if they have a das to blow it off, you tell them, okay, I'll light it for a minute. Just give me a minute. It's a gosh. Where it's Nagia Lemais in the hotels. A lot of hotels, they let you to light. And then the guy who stands there, it'll go out and he blows it off. They make a hole. A lot of hotels, they let the light. And then it's a guy that blows it off. He said, I'm lighting. So, my bad, actually. Someone else blows it off. Shem Zalman says, you broke a levatole. And the player Lemais of Shem Zalman said, not to make a broker anyway, he said to use a flashlight. He holds the light of a flashlight, it's called the light. And he stuffed it in the chair in front of you. I know Bacher was the 8th day, he had 8. He had 8 flashes. The 8th shows up. 8 flashes. Now, again, without a Bacher, we'll go right. A Bacher that goes away for Shabbos. I want to go first the Iker HaLoch and then the Chumrah from Rabbi Eliashiv. אז המחלקת הוא שמזם על הרבה וחזניש, ונבוכר that goes away for Shabbos. A person that goes away for Shabbos, and is going to someone for Shabbos, so the best place is, למה זוגן, if he eats by the place that he's staying, he lights there. If he sleeps in one place and eats in a different place, this is a more common bikazach. We'll speak about maybe next week. What if in Shabbos, he goes to Arnav, but he sleeps in one building and he's eating by someone else? Or someone has a Shabbos Shabbos. Everyone is eating in the hall and everyone is put in different apartments to sleep. Where to light? This really is a big, more complicated child. Lama again, it's to Anabacher that is not so complicated. He just is going to his cousins for Shabbos, yeah? Chas v'shalom is not going to hotels for Chanukah. No, he's not going to the Yevonim's house alein. Yeah, Milay from the Yevonim, nish to the place that the Yevonim are shoylet, milamal ad lemato. But he's going to his cousin, he has a cousin that lives in Bnei Brak, and he's going to be by his cousin for Chanukah, for Shabbos Chanukah. So, Lel Shabbos, he lights by the cousin. He's mishtata by the cousin, he lights by the cousin. Motzi Shabbos. Where to light Motzi Shabbos? If he stays there for a couple hours, so Shmuel Zalman says the best thing is you stay there for 2-3 hours and you light there Motzi Shabbos, you eat there Lev Malka, and then you come back to Yeshiva. You say, I'm a chas v'shalom to sleep there. So Sunday you have to be in Yeshiva, so Shmuel Zalman. But to be there for 2 hours, to light there, to eat Lev Malka, and to come back. The Chazanish says, if you're not planning to sleep by your cousin, you have to go back right away back Motzi Shabbos to Yeshiva and to light in Yeshiva. What to do l'maisen? Rabbi Yashiv holds me ikar adin to do like Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Neuerbach. To light there and to stay there for 2 hours and then you go back to Yeshiva. Bnei Brak doesn't do like that. Chaim Kanievsky tells over the story. He was a bacher. He was learning in Al Yisrael in Petach Tikva. For Shabbos Chanukah, he came back to stay by his father and go away for a cousin, but he went to his father, the Balakilis Yankiv, to stay by him for Shabbos. He asked the Chazanish where to light Motzi Shabbos. He told him, back in Lomje, in Petach Tikva. He said, I have a Chavrusa Motzi Shabbos with the Kilis Yankiv. I want to stay home for 2 hours to live with my father. So he told him, ask a bocher that stays in Yeshiva to light for you, a shliach. So what lemaisa you do? Some bochim, like Baruch Hashem, don't go away for Shabbos. But the shvachers that go away for Shabbos, yeah, where do we light? And we said mitzvah Chanukah tzorich zoych bo meoid. Rabbi Zalman, Rabbi Liach Hazanish. So what the bochim, the choshev and bochim, what they do is they go away for Shabbos. They light to the place that they are with a bracha. We'll see soon exactly. They waited for 2 hours, they come back to Yeshiva, they light again without a bracha. They have a problem, the choshev bebochrim. That's the ikar ha'alocha, but the choshev to the chazanish. If you the chazanish, it's a bracha levatola, what they did in the house by the cousin that he was staying in Arnav. So the best thing is, the yoytze with the bracha, with the balabais. Yeah. But if no one else is there to be moitzim, they went to Lamazogim to Yad Binyam and they took an apartment, yeah, and there's no one to be made to them with a bracha there. So they lied with a bracha there, then they come back. Now, there's a chumra sheba chumra, the machmirim sheba machmirim from the bachrim, that they want to light also there and also here. They don't want to have a bracha about Torah, they want to be yoytza with the balabais. But they have another problem. So first I'll tell you what is the chumra sheba chumra, and then I'll explain to you why. Chumash b'chumash is you go away for Shabbos. Lel Shabbos you light where you're eating, by the place that you're staying. Motzi Shabbos you light there. You stay there for 2 hours, you eat with a malka, and you come back and you light again. There you don't do the bracha because you choshesh to the chazanish and it's a bracha levatole. And you yoytze bracha by the balabais. But if you machmash b'machmash, you take your eyes when he makes the bracha and you look out the window and you look at all different houses. B'shas the bracha. This is the chumash. B'shas is moitzi, you look outside. Why? Because on the tzad, the chazanish is right. So, memela, you didn't have to make the bracha there, you had to make the bracha in the yeshiva. Okay, you didn't make a bracha, you yoytze by the balabais. It's a gomish. So, the ma'aseh this year, this day, you will not have a bracha. It's a halacha, if someone doesn't make a bracha, it's a birkas haroya. So, the ma'aseh, you chayit birkas haroya. So, but the balabais didn't light his candles yet. So you look in the window, you find a menorah that is lighting already, and maybe Yoytze Brikas Haroya. Some people tell you that you could be Yoytze Brikas Haroya with him that he's going to bench on his. Now, as another chumra from Rabbi Eliashiv, I saw Rabbi Shmuel Zalman is a little bit choishish to it also now I saw. This man I remember Rabbi Shmuel Zalman was not choishish. It's called Rabbi Eliashiv's chumra al pide prichodosh. Prichodosh in Hilchis Chanukah, simen tof reish ayin zayin. Mi shehoylech im mishpachtoi leches yemei Chanukah. Ein tzorich lehadlik bebeisoi. Shari holach lechol Chanukah. A person that is going with his family for the whole Chanukah, zog the prichodosh, he doesn't have to light in his house. Because he went away lekoil Chanukah. Ve'av sheyavoyu ve'yiru she'ein kan neirois, harei holach lechol Chanukah. There's no gzeira shel haroye. The roye will come and see that there's no menoira. Zog the Rabbi Yashi, but what if he didn't go lechol Chanukah? He only went for 2-3 days. Then he has to light. Because the royal will think that they're not lighting. So Zot Rabbi Eliashiv, you leave your house, you have to have someone lighting in your house. You leave for Chanukah, you have to leave. Pashas only mipnei achshad, so you can tell someone else to light for you. Or you can be mishtatef with someone. So Lefi Rabbi Eliashiv, what if you lemosha, if no one is staying in your dira, you can't leave. So they told it to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he said, Chanukah is not a jail. Lay Shemar Chanukah is a jail, you can't leave. But if you're a Yashiv, if you have a deer, and no one wants to stay for Chanukah, you can't leave. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazanish never told him to light a lomcha. When he asked the Chazanish when he came home, he told him, Lel Shabbos by the Stibler. Motzei Shabbos again in Lomje. He never told him that you have to take care that someone will light for you. Some people say, but maybe because he went to his father's house. So the house of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is in his house. Someone comes to the yeshiva, doesn't see Gornish in the yeshiva, sees Gornish. He's in his house. But Bochum that have a dira and they go to a different dira, so the place in El Tzisrael now, this is their dira. In Polovich, everyone had people lighting for them. I think till the whole one day the whole dorm went up and fired there because no one was there, yeah? So the mice you have to know that about if it's a tzad that is a fire, it's a tzad that is a fire. I remember it was not this was taken Shabbos, not Chanukah, that it was 2 o'clock by night and the building was going up on fire, one of the dorms in Ponovich. I don't light a candle inside, the building went up on fire. When Rav David Pavelski came to yeshiva, it was 2:30 by night, he would walk. No Shabbos, he would come to learn. Well, 1 o'clock, but when he was older, 90, he would come from 2:30 by night, he would learn straight till the morning. Not till Vasikha, till the yeshiva davening. Yeah, he said, Vasikha is Nishkan davening. Davening yeshiva. So he would, 2:30 every night, call Yomov, till Mamash stopped to breathe. Every night he would come 2:30 and learn straight till the morning, sit in a seat and sit and learn. I remember with the Chagir, I'm saying it, Rav Dovi told us, Ich bin a 90er, I'm a 90 years old. And every night I was in yeshiva. Und jeder Nacht, every night, when I wake up 2 o'clock, the Yitzchak tells me, David, noch 5 minutes. Noch, you're already old, it's cold. No, 90 years old, you're getting up already. Jeder Nacht. Und ich sag, nein, ich geh lernen. And I get up and I go to yeshiva. So the end of night, the Chavim will come and get out. And I win every night. And I go to Tzadikim Nidmelem Kehal. So anyway, it was a fire in the yeshiva. So remember, we came to ask Reb David, you know, the building is burning. If to light, to order to call the fire engine. Because the Maisa, we claim that the Maisa is a separate building. All the Bachim are out, there's no Pekoch Nefesh. And the yeshiva will burn. But the Maisa says, no, nothing can happen, yeah? He said to order. He didn't even pick up his head to look at the fire. And he went straight to his medrash. And we looked at, you know, well, we had a bet if he would pick up his head or not. So we were standing. He said, yeah, to call the fire engine. And he walked into the medrash. He didn't look at the fire. That's the guy in the galas of dog. And we called Mekoyim. So now, a lot of people can tell you that the whole prichodosh was only when you're lighting outside. So with Pnei Achshad. Today that people light inside is no Pnei Achshad. So you have to know, we said in the Maisa today, you have to add in the window. So it is a chshat. So some say no, that today is no chshat. Shmuel Zalman says, if you close the windows and everyone sees that no one is there, so it's not in no chshat. But if not, well, everyone knows that every day people light in the window, now today no one is lighting in the window, so it could be a chashat. So again, it's about the limudi schusum. Shmuel Zalman says, if different bochim are lighting there, mistam is already no chshat. If it's a menorah lighting there, it's no chshat. Maybe better to be mishtatif. But if nothing is lighting there, so again, Shmuel Zalman says, if you could light, maybe it's an inyan, maybe it's an inyan to do it, like he says. But he says, if not, if you can't do it, at least make it that everyone will realize that no one is here for Shabbos.
Does mishtatif help for chshat?
Mishtatif helps for chshat because the halacha for chshat, they were mechayev, they didn't say, put up a sign, I'm a flun. You have to madlik neres chanukah. This is the ghetto of mei chshat. There's no halacha, take away the chshat. Put up a sign, I'm lighting on the other side. Mishtatif is a halacha. And val, you mishtatif, you yoitz and yenem is benoira. The mele is no din chshat. So you mishtatif and yenem is benoira. So I'm saying, ikir adin, you don't have to be choishesh, the chaznish never told him, can he ask you to do it? If someone wants to be machmir, again, to be mishtatif that someone has left in the dira, but again, it has to be a matzah that's no chshash sakon. When to light the menorah? It's one of the biggest shaylos. So when the bocher comes to ask you when to light, so normally you answer, before I was in the mirror, do what your father does. But the problem is, the Olam tell you my father lights when he comes back from work. So it's nishkan tzeit, yeah? So now you're in Eretz Yisrael and you want to know when to light. So minav wissen, it's not pusher to move from minhagim. So that fashidin and minhagim, and avada every person has to keep his minute. Yeah. To light in tzeis hakichovim, it's choshev a minute. To light in shkia, it's a choshev a zman. Yeah. So you have to know when to light. Other in tzeis hakichovim, you have a choshev a minute. Or in tzeis and shkia, a choshev a zman. Yeah. So when do you light? So let me get into. I want a little bit to bevar the inyan. The Gemara says in Shabbos, mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min hashuk. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tanu Rabbono, mitzvas chanike, Ner Yishu Beisri. Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min hashuk. Mai lav div kofso hodar madlik lo? Lei. Di loy adlik madlik. Till then he has to madlik. Ve'inami leshiure. You have to put oil mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min hashuk. So we have a Gemara. Mitzvoso mishetishka hachamo. What is tishka hachamo? Shita sagro mina Yerushalayim. Shtiyah mamish. Today is 444. 441. What? 440. Every day is 440. This whole week, but next week. I said Mina Yerushalayim and Mina Gagro was Shkia Rishoino, what we call Shkia. It says in the calendar Shkia that if you look today in Yerushalayim is 4:41 or 4:40. Yeah. And what we call Lichbench in Yerushalayim is 40 minutes before it. It's 4 o'clock. The Chazanish did like 20 minutes after Shkia. Rebbeim, they say 25 minutes. From Reb Moshe, they say 10 minutes. Shulchan Aruch says to light b'tzeis hakichov. Bez Yosef, brings down to light b'tzeis hakichov. Im lo hidlik az, zog the Shulchan Aruch, even that the time is b'tzeis hakichov, if he didn't light in b'tzeis hakichov, אין מדליקים לך לקוילים שתשקע חמר, אלא עם סייף שקיוס. יש משאים... ובלבד שיתו בו שמן עד שתיך לרגע מן השוך. שוכח או היזי ולא הידליק עם שקיע שחמר, מדליק ואוילך עד שתיך לרגע מן השוך, שהוא כמו חצי שור, שאז האום עוברים ושובים ואי כי פרסום הניסה. היקח צורך לידי בו שמן כזה השיעור. הגוי, ומי הוא אנם מילה לכתחיל לזוג לשכונוך, אבל אם עובר זה הזמן ולא הידליק, מדליק ואוילך כל הלילה. זה למשנבורי כל הלילה. עד עמוד השוחר, ובברוכה, והיינו דווקא בני הבייס נוירים, אבל מישנים אין לבורך עליהם, יאליק בלי ברוכה. שרצים. So if you want to make a ברוכה, you could have sure. Now, so we have a זמן, why you could light, so the, because people could see it. So the Iker Azman is Odo Shkiye, Odo Tzeise Kichovi. Ad Shetich L'Regel Min HaShuk, and you have to put enough oil, Ad Shetich L'Regel Min HaShuk, Shuk Kichatzi Shor Kitzas Yaisa. So Lemaise, we'll start with the people that Minag Yerushalayim and Minag Agro. You light in Shkiye. How much oil you have to put inside? Now, let me show you, we're not sure what is the time. Maybe the Bis Yosef is right. So maybe Tzeis HaKichovim is the right time. So we have to put enough oil for half an hour after Tzeis HaKichovim. Maybe Rabbi Nutam is right, that Tzeis HaKichovim is Rabbi Nutam. So you have to have a half an hour after Tzeis HaKichovim for Rabbi Nutam. Maybe Achtel is right. So you have to put a half an hour after Achtel. So the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says to put enough oil for half an hour after Tzeis HaKichovim. Now, the Rambam says, Mitzvosu mishetishka achamo, v'tiye doylekes chatzi sho o yoyser, v'im loy adlik eino madlik. V'im loy adlik eino madlik. So the Rambam says, the time is, mishetishka achamo, shite doylekes chatzi sho o yoyser, v'im loy adlik lav madlik. So the Goyen says like this, while the Rambam says you cannot light it after the time, so if the time is the beginning of Shkia, if you light it Tzeis HaKichovim, it's already half an hour after the time. It's a brocha levatole. You never yet in Chanukah. From that came the Minag Agro to light in Shkia. Maybe the other Shita is right. So we said, b'diyevet, if you light from Plaga Mincha, b'diyevet, you yet. So mainly you light from Shkia, and you put enough oil to light a half an hour. The Rambam says, kichatzi sho o yoyso. What is Oyoysa? Mishnah Berurah says maybe a couple more minutes. So 38 minutes. So Ba'etzim, you have to have 38 minutes after Tzeis HaKichovim. So if you mark it on 72 minutes, so you do 72 plus 38. So you have like an hour and 20 minutes. Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with the Rabbi Nutam, so he says to put an hour and 5 minutes. Now, the Ramos says that בזמן הזה שמדליקים בפנים, you can light כל הלילה. So now we'll start. The Chassidim, they say fakert. Why the Chassidim decided to choose the Bis Yosef Shita? When the Chassidim don't go לפי the Gro, why do they use the Bis Yosef? They have a Zatayin. בשכונוך said, בדיעבד בזמן הזה, יוצא כל הלילה. If you light in Shkia, maybe it's before the time. The shittas that before the time you're not yoytze. Light by night, you'll be yoytze, all the shittas. The girl says, yeah, but the Rambam says you're not yoytze. Oh, but we said, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you're yoytze. So every shittah, ba'etzem, so it's mindless to every shittah. The girl tries to be yoytze the Rambam. The chassidim are yoytze, all the shittas, they light by night. What happens to a bocher that is a chassidish bocher? And he comes to Eretz Yisrael. And he comes to Halacha Shir, and he hears that you have to light outside, that's Shir, and he's Nasif and Ishma, he lights outside. He understands that the minhag from Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Yashi says, was hard for people to change their habits, of Ravada in Eretz Yisrael, you have to do like Moshe Kosov B'Shulchan Aruch to light outside. Now he lights outside, Now, if you light outside already, it's not so pashut. Well, the Shulchan Aruch said that you could light kol halayla because you light inside. But if you light outside, so Shem Zalman says tzesek echovim, maybe yes. But Moshe, he goes to different adlokas. Yeah. But he gets under adlokas. Comes back after alza achones mit kavones 9 o'clock. The gan to Shem Yichud, he lights outside. So when he finishes, say Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem kovim achusay lo elam vay. Inside, yes. Kol alaylo. He can't take the minik for chassidim and to try to be yoytze the chumah for Rabbi Yashiv. If he will take both chumas together, he has a bracha levatole. Outside, lekula alme, we'll see 9 o'clock, it's after the time. It's a bracha levatole. But the Shulchan Aruch says you can light kol alaylo, it's inside. So no, I want to be yoytze Rabbi Yashiv. I'm lighting outside. Outside. So, shkia, or even say se kichovim. Because I can't say the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Also, that could be that if the chassidim would be lighting outside, could be they would also do b'shkia like the goyim. But we see all the gedolei rebbes did late. So they do 8, 9. They have tichle regel. Forget when they do adlokas. There's hundreds of people around. It's never tichle regel in a shuk when they do adlokas. But it doesn't mean that you're lemosh lighting in your room. So even if you're doing it in a window, you want to be yoytzeb neir shus harabim. You can't tefes the chevel mishtei roshim. You can't tefes the chevel mishtei roshim. On the marshal, chutz la'otz, you come back, you light for your family. The whole mishpacha is there. It's bnei abayis. You're a bocher, you come yourself to your dear. When there's no bnei abayis, the mishpacha has a tzadz of bocher levatole, late by night. So you come to your dear, you're lighting 10 o'clock. It's something at Baruch Shem. In chutz la'otz, yeah, the whole family comes back from the tish, they could light 10 o'clock. The mishpacha, before shesh chanoch, you could light kol halayla. I'm saying, we said, we light in the window. To be yoytzeb nei reshus harabim. There's no reshus harabim 10 o'clock. So you want the yoytzeb nei habayis. Shabbos says, lekatchilu to have nei habayis. So if you have a whole dira of chassidim, it's a beseda. But Lebach, if a chassid bocher is in a litvish dira, and he's the only one dira, it's not so poshut to light 10 o'clock. Ani oyim ala maise. So other he lights early, other he says, Baruch Shem. But if the Bura has a suffix, it's to light late by night when there's no bnei abayis, it's a bracha levatole could be. Ein libchos. Ein chutz la'otz again. Everyone came back. Everyone went to that look and everyone came back. Everyone came back. Now, the Briskerov had a chumri here. Here in Pshat and Rambam, not like the Mishnah Bura. Me'ato yoyser means that if tichle regel min hashuk is longer, so it changes. So it's likule v'lechumre. Lemoshul, today, in the old days, was no lights. The street, they didn't have lights in the streets. The place shut down. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, no one was around. Today, lemoshul, in the Mir area, Lel Shishi, till 1 o'clock, it's day. Zichron Moshe till 5 o'clock in the morning. So you could light till 5 o'clock in the morning. So again, if that bocher lives in a dira with there's a matzav in the street, no problem. This is one kule. Miskerov said a chumre. The shear of the oil that you have to put is ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. So Miskerov himself, he lived near Edison. Now I think the building, Stadman's building, a very big building there. But Amol, where the building, this big building, was a place you see movies, I forgot how to call it, but cinema or something like that. No. Yeah? So the last movie finished 11 o'clock. This is going to be Musagim for the mall, yeah? So the Biskerov was makpi that his candles were lighting till 11 o'clock. Because Tichle Regem and Ashuk, the last people from the movie, they finished 11 o'clock. So Biskerov was makpi that his neighbors were light till 11 o'clock. So the Zaman himself had candles lighting till 11 o'clock also. Now, some people say it's a kule also. That ad shetich l'regel min hashuk, what happens if it becomes shorter? No one is around. The moshe, you're lighting inside the dira. See, some diras, they don't have windows. It's only bnei abayis. They're lighting and everyone is leaving now. No one is staying. You're allowed to blow it off or not. Someone will say, Pashas, you're not allowed to, at least a half an hour. So I say, no, Tichel Regim and Asher. No. I want to say, why I'm saying all this chumras? Not stop. The 11 o'clock. Why is it so important to know the Buskerov? Because Be'etzel, the Mishneh Berurah says, after the time, after the hour and 5 minutes, the hour and 20 minutes, there's no reason that the candles will light anymore. So Be'etzel, it's time to show him to leave it on. So that's, you could blow it off. It's not again anymore. And then we say in the Buskerov that if it's in the window and people can see it, it's the Indian that will stay even late. It's the Indian that will stay even late. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll go in to the Halachas, if you know, if you're eating Lashabbos Shabbos one place, Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, and Shara Halachas.
Shmuel says there are cases where if you see an error in the shuk, you
should say it. Here you have a ton of your yoyts, it's not a ton of royal.
I think it's a
According to Briskov, why can't you just light later then? That's when the Haregel ends, why should you break
in? Zman and Chutzudan is a
shoe. Zman and a shoe. Then Zman is a Tichol Haregel.